Welcome back to New York Girl Talk. We're here. This Monday is very cloudy, which kind of made me sad. I feel like this morning. Oops, sorry. I like muted myself for a second. This morning I slept in a little bit because it was so cloudy that I was so sleepy. But we're gonna start out with highlights and lowlights of last week. So Rach, do you wanna go first?
Yes, and I actually had the off kind of a different problem than Sarah today where I had to get up really early for class and it's actually super sunny out, but like for some reason, super cold. Like it is like it was like 25 degrees this morning. Luckily, it's like in the 40s now, but it like literally a few days ago it was like 80. So like Midwest weather's crazy. I mean, we already know that, but not looking forward to the next few days when it's going to be even colder, but
No, stop.
it'll get warm
Literally,
again later in the week, which I'm looking forward to.
the forecast that you sent me that was like the low on like Thursday is gonna be 30 and the high is gonna be 70. I was like, girl, how does that even work? Explain it to
Know.
me.
It's crazy. Like, oh, I was telling Sarah, I'm like, I get whiplash every day from living here. You can't do it. And I sent her the New York forecast, and it's like stays in the same like 10, 20 degrees. I'm like, this is where we need to be.
Literally.
But yes. So highlights of my week. I actually haven't thought about this. Normally I think about it before I start talking about them. I would say it was honestly a really rough week. So I'm gonna start with lowlights, as depressing as that is. I had a lot of school. I had an 8-week class that I had my final due on Sunday. So basically all of last week and this weekend was spent on that. And then I also had a speech for my speech class and a big essay for another English class. So basically it was a lot of homework and I definitely had a few breakdowns, which I was surprised because I don't really have breakdowns too much anymore. So those were probably my lowlights. And then highlights. Honestly, my work has been really awesome and just spending more time with my family. And yeah, I guess just finding more joy in like the small things, especially when I'm so overwhelmed by school. And yeah, just like cooking has been fun. I've been trying to like cook more and bake more, and that's kind of therapeutic for me. So yeah, Sarah, I'll let you go.
Okay, TBH, my low light last week was going to the grocery store and finding that there were no mini M&Ms. Like
That
I
is
th I don't know. I think I was telling
depressing.
you. I know. I think I was telling you that I was like getting like a bunch of snacks to keep in my desk in at my internship. And so one of the things that I wanted were literally mini M&Ms and I couldn't find them in like three different stores. And so that was kind of depressing. I got the regular M&Ms, and I was like, these literally do not hit the same way. But what else were my lowlights? I feel like I just felt very overwhelmed. I think we had talked about that last week a little bit, just on our own. We were talking about how like everything was just happening at once, and like sometimes we start thinking about like even like a little bit into the future in terms of like the next couple of weeks, and it feels even more overwhelming. And like I feel like that's really when it comes to thinking about like the little things that are making you happy so that you don't feel that overwhelmed. But like I know you were talking about like your plans for like transferring to another school and like how that is like overwhelming, and like one thing that it just helps is like focusing on right now, like this semester and whatever. But like the hard thing is that it's kind of just like different things in like society. The way things work is like, oh, like you have to meet some deadlines to be able to like go to school next year, you know? And so that is like one thing where like society is like putting us in this position where we have to be worried about like next year right now, you know? So low key, it's like it's not all our fault, but like a lot of it, I see that in myself where I'm like, oh, like I'm so stressed out about what's going to happen in 3 or 4 weeks. But part of that, I think, is also just the fact that everything is going so fast. Like, tell me how we're in the middle of October right now. Like, it is
Yeah,
straight up
that is crazy.
October
That is crazy.
17th. That is crazy. I will say I have two highlights. I think one is being able to like keep in touch with my friends. Like, I think one thing is like really special is that like keeping in touch with friends, especially when everyone's very busy. Like that personally, I think that's probably part of my love language. And so I think it means a lot to me. Like I hadn't talked to one of my friends in literally like 10 days over the phone, I mean. And so then he called me and I was like, I'm so excited. So we had
Oh.
a good conversation, whatever, catching up. And then the other highlight, I don't know why, but literally I think I told you this over text, but I did not explain the extent of which I was excited about the holidays yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, okay, so last weekend at the museum, we literally had like a fall festival, and like we had like a little farmers market and
Oh, fun.
like pop-up shops like right outside the museum, and then they like created this huge pumpkin patch. So it was like peak fall festival, right? Peak fall activities and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh wow, like this is chill or whatever. All of a sudden, like last weekend or this past weekend, on like Saturday, I was feeling so like peppy for like fall and winter and the holidays. And I think part of it was probably me planning a trip to Boston. And so I got really excited because of that, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be able to see the leaves change color for the fall. So I started to get really excited. And yeah, so yesterday I was at work and we were like setting up stanchions, and I was like beaming, and I was like, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I don't celebrate Christmas, but I love the New Year's too. Like, I feel like my family and friends really get into New Year's. So it's just like so much excitement in that time. And like, it's especially because you've just finished like your finals and whatever, or midterms. If you're doing like the full school year, you finish all of that like in December, and then you get ready for like the holidays. And between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's like only a couple of weeks, so it's just really nice, and I love it so much. So I was just getting so excited for that.
Yeah, no, same. I love the fall and winter season. Something I've struggled with in the past, and I think I'll struggle with again just because I'm so busy, is like I love it when I'm inside, but when I'm like outside and having to like, oh, drive somewhere when it's 10 degrees out, I get really upset. So like I think I, and also for some reason, I need like a cozy setting to really enjoy it. Like I need like my room to look a certain way, or like does that make
Yeah.
sense? Like, I need like a nice, cozy, like setting to enjoy the
That is
holidays.
so true and valid. I feel like one thing that just like makes me so I think it's like I'm able to outweigh the cons with the positives. Like, I think it
Yeah.
sucks when you have to drive somewhere in like the snow or like the cold or whatever, waiting for like your car to heat up. I think like those cons are outweighed by the positives, because I love just like how everyone is always happy around the holidays, and
Yeah, that's
like it's just like I feel like I can deal with it, you know?
yeah.
But one good segue that I think is quite clever to our topic today. One thing is that everyone around this time of the year, like this time right now and in like October, start thinking about like the holidays and feel like they need to be in relationships for the holidays. And so like I've literally had a bunch of my friends be like, oh, I wish I had a boyfriend, or like I wish I was like getting married now and like could have a significant other for the holidays. And
Yeah.
I feel like when I hear someone say that, I'm always like, geez, like you do not need a significant other to be able to enjoy the sheer like excitement of the holidays. Like, you don't need
Yeah.
that. 'cause I feel like personally, I will enjoy holidays whether anyone is around me or not. Like, obviously family is all important and stuff, but just the vibes of snow, hot chocolate, and that Christmas movie is like enough for me, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah,
I
go ahead.
always found it really funny, like, 'cause like once I never thought of that before, and then once I started like having social media and like watching TikToks and like movies, like just as I got into my teen years and like started absorbing more media and whatever, when I started to see like what's it called, like cuffing season
Oh
or
my God,
something, like
yeah.
that there was like a word for it, I was like, that's so weird. Like, I never thought of that before. Like, do people actually, and that's not, I don't mean that in like a condescending way. It's just like, I never knew that was even like a thing until like I used social media. So I think part of it could even be just like a societal thing where it's like, you just like think you do and then you really don't.
No,
You know?
That is so true. And I think like it's definitely a society thing, because one thing is like I think around the holiday season, like you're doing so much with your family and with your significant others, because it's literally like a school break or a work break or whatever. So naturally you're gonna be around your significant others and your family. But like I think that's just thinking about it, and like, you know, in movies and like in media in general, like you just have all this emphasis on like being with your significant other on Christmas and like, you know, like all that love around the holidays, that romantic love. I think that is something that is like gets to people and like gets instilled into them, where they're like, oh, like I need this to be able to have like a nice and happy a nice and happy holiday season, you know. So that's one thing where I'm like, it's definitely a society thing. And like I wonder how different it would be. Like, would people be able to enjoy the holidays so much more if that wasn't a thing, like if they weren't so focused on having a significant other to appreciate the holidays with, you know?
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with one of my friends last night about how like people, there's so many people all the time who just want to be in a relationship for the sake of being in a relationship, like not because they want someone else to grow with, or like not because they want to like connect with someone else on that level, but they literally just want like the romance. And the reality is that like the romance doesn't last very long. Like we were talking about how the best relationships like come from being like best friends first. And like I can definitely say that, like I agree with that. But yeah, like and sometimes it feels even easier because you've been best friends with that person, now you're in a relationship, and like it doesn't feel like you have to forcefully be like romantic or anything because you already connect on that level, you know?
Yeah. No, and what's so funny to me about what you're saying is like that people want to be in a relationship for the sake of it is I've literally never known anyone or had the experience myself where being in a relationship was easier than being single. And don't get me wrong, being in a relationship can be really, really rewarding because you're someone's calling you out, you're calling someone else out, like you're growing, but that's really hard and really uncomfortable. Again, if it's a healthy relationship, you are going to be uncomfortable at some points growing and like changing, you know, habits that no one else could see before, because now someone else is closer to you than anyone else has been, and they can see, you know, the ugly parts of you and the good parts of you. So like being in a relationship's uncomfortable, and honestly being single for long periods of time can be really helpful when it comes to like, I don't know the word, like ironing out those kinks yourself, right, even before getting into something. But anyways, I just want to say being in a relationship is hard, and that doesn't mean it's not super awesome and super rewarding, and it's great. And like that's why marriage is really awesome and really rewarding, and everyone's like, oh, get married. But then again, marriage has a 50% divorce rate in America today. So like, you know, there's two sides to that. So no, really just
I feel like
take it seriously.
I feel like you're so right, because like people don't take that part of it seriously. Like whether you are planning on like getting married or not, like I think that's such a key thing where like even if you're just gonna have a relationship, like you want that to be successful. And how do you get it to be successful is by like being comfortable with yourself. Like how you said, like being in a relationship is literally uncomfortable. So you need to be comfortable enough with yourself and stable enough and confident enough in yourself to the point where you can let someone else see those ugly parts of you, and also let that person give you feedback on that and help you grow in that way. And one way I like to look at it is like you have to grow on your own to get to that point where you can go into the next phase of growing with someone else. Because if you skip that first step of growing on your own, then you're not even ready to like grow with another person. And that's when like, I guess it's kind of sad to say, but like, that's when it can kind of go all downhill, where like, okay, you're in that relationship for like, I don't know, like 2 months or something. And then you realize that like, oh, this is really like hard and scary because I'm not confident enough, I'm not stable enough on my own, that like you kind of experience the pain of both phases at once, you know? And then that may that brings you down into like a point where like maybe a point below the starting point, you know? And so then you have to build up, you have to heal and everything to get to that initial point of like growing on your own, you know? And I just feel like that's something I see so much with like other people where I'm like, wow, like, is it just like not common knowledge that you need to like grow on your own before getting to that point of loving someone else? And like, that's the thing, like, how can you really offer that much to someone else without first offering it to yourself, you know?
Yeah, and I agree. It's sad because I've also seen, and don't get me wrong, I've been that person too. Like, you know, we've made mistakes too, obviously. But like, it is sad because like we do have, we're lucky to have like friends that may have been older than us, or mentors who kind of, or just a family environment where we knew, okay, here's when you get into a relationship, here's when you don't. But a lot of people, like, for whatever reason, social media is kind of raising them in this day and age, and like, they really don't know that stuff. So like, if you have a friend or a younger sibling who like is making unwise choices, and romantic relationships can be dangerous in ways, like in terms of like different age gaps, like, and I mean that is in like, oh, if someone's way younger, like people can be manipulated. Like, if you have a younger sibling or know someone, like, definitely like speak up and like talk to them about it and do your part in that way. Cause like Sarah said, people can be making like really crazy choices at a young age.
Yeah, it's very
like
true.
Based on something they saw.
And that's a sad thing. Like, I feel like in this generation, like, I guess it's kind of part of like our generation, but I feel like it almost feels like the kids who are like 10, 11, 12, like preteens and, you know, in their early teenage years are like a little different than us, you know, because they're like you said, like completely raised by social media. So I'll say like that generation, it feels like there's so much emphasis so early on like growing up faster than you should be. Like, you know, have you seen those posts where like 13-year-olds now and versus like 13-year-olds when I was a 13-year-old? And like, they're so vastly different. And I'm like, girl, like I was straight up still playing with toys when I was 13, you know?
And that's like, when we met. Right?
Probably, yeah, I think so. I know for a fact that like I didn't have a phone at that point. Like, I think I got my first phone when I was like 14 probably, which is still really early. And like, my parents, for example, like gave me a phone when I actually really needed it, not because it was the norm, you know. And I know like your parents did the same thing. So like, nowadays, like, these kids are growing up so much faster than they should be, you know, being exposed to things on social media so much earlier than they should be. And one of those things is relationships. We're like, I'm sorry, you do not need to be in a relationship when you're 12 years old. Like, it's different.
It's so funny because I'm realizing how old we sound right now. We're like,
I know.
These days.
Literally.
Sorry, keep going.
No, yeah, I mean, I was saying, like, you do not need to be thinking about that when you're like 10 years old, and you not do not need like to actually be in a relationship when you're 12 years old. And the thing is, like, yeah, like, it's cute if you have like a crush or whatever, but like, kids who are taking this seriously and like are entering high school already being in like a two-year relationship or whatever, like, that is a lot to be dealing with, like, at that age as well. Like, I'm not saying that it's like horrible to like be in a relationship at that age, but I think it is bad that they're exposed to the emphasis of taking these relationships so seriously at that age, because I'm sorry, you've been alive for like a decade. You've been talking for like 5 of those years. So I think that's the part that is intense. And like, that is kind of really like the social media algorithm. It's like showing them these influencers who may be like 25 years old. Like, I don't know, a 25-year-old's life is not necessarily going to be completely correlated to a 12-year-old's. And that's where it becomes a little dangerous. Like, how do we like show that generation that like, hey, you do need to go through this whole process of growing, becoming independent, and maybe getting into a relationship when you're 15, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I completely agree. It's definitely like opening a can of worms, but I think this definitely took like a direction we weren't expecting it to, but it is a good conversation to have. And I think And especially keeping in mind with like people who are going to have their own kids one day, and like this problem's just going to get more and more extreme, and kids are going to get exposed to things younger and younger, and it is something to take seriously.
True. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I know a lot of people now who are like so mindful of it. They're like, when I have kids, like they're not watching TV, and they're not having access to like, you know, devices and whatever to be on social media until they're able to like make that conscious decision when they're older, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's a wise thing. Like, you know, kind of reeling back to like our original base of the topic is like, it's most healthy to grow on your own before being in relationships. So, like, why kind of lead yourself down that path or lead your child down a path that will be unhealthy for them? I think that's something that's like, it's intense, and like that can kind of like shape you as a person too. Like if you are in a relationship when you're like 13 years old and then you experience like the heartbreak or the actual like sheer stress of being in a relationship at that age, like I think that just kind of affects your psyche and affects the way that you approach relationships later on too. One thing that like my friend who I was talking to last night, one thing that he noticed was that like I had been talking about relationships in a way that was like kind of more focused on like communication and like understanding each other and like having that much required like emotional and social intelligence. Yeah. And he was like, bro, like literally there are not that many people who look at relationships in this way. We're like, oh, hey, like you need to actually sit down and like talk about your issues and not just like brush it aside or not just like yell at each other, whatever. And he was talking about like, you know, his sister's relationship from high school where like they're still together 10 years later and are experiencing the effects of that, where like their relationship was built on that foundation of yelling at each other when they had issues. And they're still doing that now and their kids are seeing that. And so like that brings us back to like, hey, if you were in high school and like, yeah, it's completely okay to have a relationship in high school. If you were there and you maybe were super secure on your own and you were with another very secure person, you were able to grow together and understand the level of social and emotional intelligence you need to have with each other and the level of understanding and communication you need to have, then 10 years later, we would be avoiding this issue, you know? So it's like, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all in all, I think that was a pretty good intro to, I guess, the topic. And I'm sure
that
this is kind of like part of our Love and Blank series, which I think everyone seems to really enjoy. And so, yeah, I think one thing is just to keep in mind is like where you are in life, like mentally. And, you know, sometimes that can even happen while you're in a relationship where you realize like, oh, hey, like maybe I need to focus on myself a little bit more. Maybe I need to grow a little bit more and understand myself. And, you know, therapy always helps with that. But like that's something that you can even do while you're in a relationship too, depending on like the circumstances and depending on the person as well. But like that's definitely something that contributes to the success of a relationship, and we should all be taking that into account in order to have really meaningful and beautiful relationships.
Yeah, and it's important. This will be the last I'll leave on this note, but basically like it's important to be honest with yourself about where you are mentally. Like don't kid yourself that you're more mature than you are or whatever, because or less mature than you are, whether that's like making a compromise, if that makes sense, to be with someone less mature or being with someone more mature, or you know, whatever choice it is, like don't kid yourself. Like be honest with yourself about where you are. It's not bad or embarrassing wherever you're at. So yeah, don't lie to yourself. You're gonna get yourself in some bad situations.
Yep.
But yeah. That's about it. Thank you guys so much for listening. This honestly, this conversation was really cool, and I feel like it took like an unexpected turn, like talking about parenting and stuff.
Literally.
But it was really fun. So yeah, thanks. Thanks, Sarah, for talking with me. And thank you guys for listening. Make sure to answer the question in the box below. And we'll see you guys next Monday. Bye.
Bye.